This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
I'm JJ Hunt, describer and lifelong backpacker. Join me for some armchair travel as we share description-rich stories from all around the globe.
JJ, you know how much we appreciate it. We appreciate you very much being with us on April 8th for the eclipse. Absolute wonderful stuff. If people haven't had a chance to go back and check his wonderful description as the eclipse happened in Burlington, Vermont area, right in the path of totality. And of course, we did our little bit from Hamilton, Ontario, but we'll get into more of that in a bit. JJ, you know, we always say, well, okay, we better cut it out because we'll run out of time. Cartagena, Colombia is our subject today.
Yes, Cartagena. So I was in, and you know, I don't know about pronunciation. My Spanish is pretty poor, but Cartagena is a city on the north coast of Colombia. So it's a South American city, but it's got like Caribbean vibes. And my family went there for just a 10-day family vacation just a couple weeks ago. In fact, I landed I returned home the morning of the eclipse. So got straight from the airport and got my headset on and ready to do some describing of the eclipse.
Impressive. Okay, so what makes this city, because you mentioned it's a South American city, but it's got the Caribbean influences, right? So what does it make it influential in a historic sense?
Yeah, it's a really interesting city. It's a really interesting, I mean, so just from a geographical standpoint, it's right on the coast. So if you were to go straight north of Cartagena, you'd be going across the Caribbean Sea and you'd hit Jamaica and then Cuba. So those Caribbean vibes are serious. They're strong. But the city also has a very important colonial past. It's been a major player in the expansion of the Spanish Empire, and as a colonial port, it was one of the most important ports in the region. Obviously a very complicated history there, but that history is still present. So you have the old walled city, the amazing, charming colonial architecture, but also some great beaches and some great party vibes. So it made for a really good, family holiday for teenagers who wanted the beach and parents who wanted some culture with their mojitos. But man, was it hot. Like, it was just so hot that you really kind of had to structure everything about your day had to take the heat into consideration. It was kind of, it was the key element. Yeah.
So that's even the breeze coming off the ocean or the sea, everything like that was still hot. Is there much rain?
Not when we were there.
There are rainy
seasons, but not when we were there. I mean, the way we dealt with the heat was we would start by getting up bright and early in the morning. Mm-hmm. And like by 6 a.m., the sun is already out. It is already ridiculously hot. And the birds are waking you up. Lots of birds, even right in the city. We heard and saw scores of songbirds and hawks and vultures. And they're these really cool seabirds called frigate birds that cut a very sharp kind of spooky silhouette in the sky, very sharp angular wings. And they look like pterodactyls. Their silhouettes are quite stunning. So to see these seabirds up in the sky is quite a little bit alarming the first time you catch them. And then parrots. There are some parrots around. I think some are probably domesticated, like some are probably pets. There were some near our B&B. Clearly every morning someone had a caged parrot that they would put outside to wake up in the morning, because we would wake up to this, "Hey, Ma. Hey, Ma." This parrot every day.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you go outside and you get a bite to eat on the street. And this is fried food. So Cartagena loves its fried food, so much so that they have an annual deep fried food festival Festival del Frio. Isn't that amazing?
And I bet they have the heart-stopping festival too later on. My gosh.
Yeah, defibrillators all around the city for the fried food festival.
Yes, don't ruin the vibe. Okay, carry on.
So, my favorite was the fried arepa, where it's like this orange cornmeal dough, and you flatten it into a disc, put it in the deep fryer for just a few seconds, and then you pull it out of the oil, and you poke a little hole into the edge to open a pocket. Then you dump a raw egg into this, half-deep-fried pocket. put it back in the fryer. Oh my goodness.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
So good. Now you have to cut that with the fresh fruit smoothie, and there's fresh fruit sold everywhere. And hot, sweet, dark coffee from a cart. There are these sellers that push little Tinto. Tinto is black coffee, and sellers with little blue carts with a three-wheeled cart lined with thermoses. They wander the streets all day, ready to pour you a tiny little plastic cup of coffee just for pennies at a go. So yeah,
that is amazing. But that's, you're in the land of coffee. I'm curious, before we'll go back to food, you know that somehow we will. But I'm curious about the walls. I always think of walled cities, you know, growing outside those walls, but you find somewhere within the city, you know, and say, oh yeah, here's the old city. Is that how it's structured? Is it like that? Do we picture that? I'm always curious.
Yeah, so it's interesting. A lot of like walled cities that I've been to before, the wall is protecting a city on land from other people who are approaching by land.
Right.
So it is walled, and there are big gates to go through. That's the walled city that I usually think of. But this walled city is about protecting people who are coming by sea. So you don't actually walk through gates in quite the same way. Much of the wall is actually bordering the ocean. So the waters are crashing up against. And you can walk, especially at night when it's cooled down just a little bit, you can walk along the edges of these really thick stone walls, and there are little restaurants that have popped up on top of the walls, a few cellars here and there, and that's the kind of wall that you are dealing with. Walls to protect.
Wow.
And forts. There are also some major military forts that have been there for 500 years, 600 years, to protect Cartagena because it was such an important port during the Spanish colonial expansion.
Mm-hmm. So you can walk on that wall.
Yeah, you can climb right up. There are stairs that lead you up, and you can walk most of the way. I mean, there are breaks, but you can walk most of the way around the old city. In parts, you're overlooking the ocean, and then you kind of turn the corner, and you're more, there is some inland. A lot of Cartagena was swampy and has been filled in over the centuries. And so more land has actually built up around the oldest part of the city. So you can explore from the top of the wall. You can get down and kind of get into some of those neighborhoods as long as you take a siesta in the middle of the day, because in the middle of the day that heat is brutal.
Yeah, tell us, because if you're saying most of Cartagena is swampy, how does that contrast with the beaches, and then what happens, because you broke down the morning for us and now we get into the afternoon heat.
Yeah, so it's the afternoon, and you kind of have a couple of options. You either go back to the hotel and get in the aircon, or you find a bit of shade. And that's it's really interesting to see how locals deal with it. The heat comes out, the sun is high in the air. Everyone kind of huddles against the sides of buildings. And these are, again, in the old town, beautiful old colonial buildings, a lot of plaster painted brilliant greens and yellows and blues and terracotta rooftops and a lot of balconies. So second floor balconies, in particular, third floor balconies. And these are important architectural additions because people open up the doors and they step out onto the balconies. So from inside the house, you're airing and cooling your house. From the street level, you are hugging the building so that you get a little bit of shade from the balconies overhead.
Yes.
And if you can't do that, you go to one of the local beaches. And there are a few amazing, like if tourists often go to there are islands nearby that have like resorts that rent day, that give you day passes, sell day passes. So you can do that kind of touristy thing. My family and I, we like to go where the locals go. So there was a fishing village just north of the city that we went to a few times, beautiful beaches there. And then just kind of in the south end of the city, there's this strip of apartment buildings, 20 and 34 30 story apartment buildings. It looks like Miami. And so you could go and hang out on a beach there or in the little fishing village. And in either case, there are sellers along the beach that have set up like plastic lawn chairs and lounge chairs, even hammocks and umbrellas or shade tents. And so, you know, they'll rent you a bit of space in their little corner of paradise, and they're happy to sell you a beer from their cooler, or they'll even, they usually have a restaurant that they're associated with. They'll run to the restaurant and they'll get you fried fish for lunch. And that's a really nice way in the heat of the day. You run out into the amazing waves right on the ocean, because this is just like, this is just coming straight off the, they're straight off the sea and into the beach. So great waves to play in. And then, you know, get yourself into a hammock on the beach with a cool beer and a fried fish. That's a good way to deal with the heat.
That's the siesta.
I love it. What about the evenings? What was that like after you wore yourself out?
So you got to get home and you got to wash off that sand, because along with that wind, boy, that sand starts pelting you. So the waves and the wind, you pelt it with sand, you go home, you wash all that off, and then you go out for a night on the town. Getsemani is the neighborhood to be. This is a really hip, funky neighborhood. Again, architecture similar to the old town. So colonial buildings, 2-3 stories, but a little bit smaller, a little bit rougher around the edges. The streets are still really narrow, lots of balconies, but now the balconies are lined with revelers who are peering down at the packed streets below. And there are vendors out with these outrageous food carts. People selling hot dogs and hamburgers that are just loaded with honestly too many ingredients to count. The vendors would set up makeshift bars. So there were whole streets, little laneways, where it was a half dozen different vendors with plastic tables and chairs packed with little carts with booze, blenders, so you could get mojitos and pina coladas. And the amazing thing about an evening in Getsemani is that, like, you're just there hanging out with your friends. You're having a drink. You're having some junk food. Lots of other regional tourists around. And so you feel like this is totally indulgent. This is just holiday mode. I'm drinking. I'm my family. There's a party. Junk food. But then you realize this is a colonial port town that's been a port town for 400 years. And people from all around the world, from pirates to heads of state, have been gathering and drinking and partying on these very streets, sometimes in these very buildings. So again, you kind of feel like you're getting a bit of culture to go along with that refreshing mojito. This is, it all comes back around, right?
It is very deep. Yeah, and I guess just looking around, you can see that as well, JJ, with all the architecture and proof of it being a port town and colonial port town.
These buildings are beautiful. The balconies, so a lot of them are the original woods, original mahoganies or painted plaster that's been there hundreds of years. You know, structural paint at this point. It's kind of helped keeping some of these buildings up, I think.
And those balconies from falling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you gotta be a little careful. Don't tip over into some of these buildings. They're a little weak, but I mean, it is a lovely place to hang out, a beautiful place to be, and the sounds, the music, the scent of the ocean, along with the mint from your mojito and the deep fryer bubbling away in the square. I mean, not a bad place to spend a couple of days, I'll tell you.
Mm-mm-mm. And sounds like so much. I didn't even get into, okay, tell me all about the fish that you heard about. JJ, as usual, time is against us. Wonderful images. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good
Hi, I'm Ramya Amuthan. Join me weekly for AMI Audiobook Review, the podcast that explores new titles, introduces us to famous narrators, and updates what's hot at the Center for Equitable Library Access. Download episodes of AMI Audiobook Review from your favorite podcast provider.